Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
It's time to get you set for the Rate Bowl between Kansas State and Rutgers. Let's get to it. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. We'll give you a preview and a prediction for this game taking place in Phoenix, Arizona, coming up on Thursday, December 26th. So, for Kansas State, this is theoretically a very good matchup on paper. Why? Well, Rutgers' strengths play into Kansas State's strengths. That's number one. So I look at this game and I say to myself, okay, well, let's look at what Rutgers wants to do. They want to play a low-scoring game. They want to run the ball. They want to own the time of possession. Well, here's the thing. Kansas State is very good at stopping the run. Where K-State's defense has been susceptible is to big plays down the field through the passing game. Rutgers doesn't do a lot of that. The other question here is for Rutgers, is their star running back going to play? We don't know right now whether or not Kyle Manunge is going to play in this game for Rutgers. The last we saw of him, when this team practiced on Monday, he was in street clothes. But right now, we sit here and we say to ourselves, well, we don't know if the guy's going to play. Now, whether he plays or not, I don't think is make or break for me. But it's just interesting to note, as I'm having this conversation with you right now, we don't have that answer. But either way, if he does play, Kansas State was the best team in the Big 12 in stopping the run. I mean, that's their bread and butter. It was this season. They were number one in the Big 12 in rushing defense, giving up only 115 yards per game on the ground, giving up only 3.5 yards per carry on the ground. That was tied with UCF for best in the Big 12. So if Manunge plays, okay, all right, not a big deal. Very good, much better for Rutgers. But if he doesn't play, K-State is going to be just fine in that part of the game. Here's the question I have. What can K-State do on offense? DJ Giddens is not playing in this game. He's getting ready for the NFL draft. He's their star running back. This is now going to be a game that is all about Dylan Edwards. Is Dylan Edwards going to have his coming out party with his lifelong friend in the backfield in Avery Johnson? Are they going to be able to do enough to get it done and put enough points on the board to beat what is a stingy Rutgers defense? Right? That's the big question I have right now. So I'm looking at this game and I'm saying, Avery Johnson, can he also give K-State fans a reason to be very optimistic this offseason? He's had the ups, he's had the downs in his first full season as starter, but some of those 9 interceptions obviously are ones that K-State fans are going to remember going into the next year. And if he's going to have one of these breakout games where he just gives you, you know, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 1 rushing score, K-State fans are going to be riding high all the way until the 2025 season. If it's 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, and a couple of sloppy plays, then it will be a very different story. But you've got a Kansas State team that fell short of expectations this season. A lot of people picked them to get to the Big 12 championship, maybe win the whole thing. But Avery Johnson struggled at times under pressure. And Rutgers is going to do its best to make him uncomfortable and get some big turnovers. And they were able to do that pretty well this season on that side of the ball. When you look at Rutgers and that defense as a whole, you know, they mostly kept you in front of them, but they had 7 interceptions. one defensive touchdown. They had 9 forced fumbles, which was right around top 5 in the Big Ten. So they were able to force some of those key turnovers in this game. And you think about what Avery Johnson has struggled with, and that is a recipe for potential disaster out west in this one. So I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying to myself, all right, Rutgers wants to slow it down. They want to play a low-scoring game. And Rutgers, you know, Rutgers had a pretty good season. Now, they had a brutal stretch there in the middle when they lost 4 straight games, Nebraska, Wisconsin, UCLA, and USC. That was a horrible stretch for them. But they had some pretty solid wins. They start off the year 4-0. Now, they beat Washington. Washington wasn't what anybody thought they were going to be. But they beat Washington. They beat Virginia Tech. And then the close of the season, they got some very good wins. Minnesota was a very solid win. I don't think you can take anything away from them on that front. Now, the other wins, of course, were teams at the bottom of the Big Ten standings, Michigan State and Maryland. But even Illinois, I mean, they took Illinois pretty much down to the wire late in the season as well. And Illinois, for the most part, was a top 25 team this season. So Rutgers can play it tight. They can play it tough. And in this game, because of the uncertainty around what K-State's offense is going to do, I think Rutgers is going to keep this thing close, but I think ultimately Kansas State pulls out a win. And I'm going to go Kansas State 27, Rutgers 23. So that means Rutgers covers the 7-point spread, but Kansas State gets the outright win. That's what I've got in this game for the Kansas State Wildcats going up against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And if you're a Kansas State fan, the last time they played in this game was when? 2017. They blew up UCLA in that game 35-17. And you may recall that game. This is what makes these bowl games so fun. It was kind of like Alex Delton's coming out party at quarterback. He played most of the game. Skylar Thompson played some of the game. But it was perceived to be Alex Delton's job to lose going into 2018 after that 2017 bowl game. And look at how things played out, right? Skylar Thompson obviously became a fan favorite at Kansas State. Alex Delton hit the road. So you can't overreact to these bowl games because you never know where exactly they're going to lead. But it was when I was thinking about that, I was like, okay, last time K-State was in Phoenix was, the Alex Delton bowl game with UCLA. And this is only the second ever meeting between K-State and Rutgers. Last time they faced off was in the 2006 Texas Bowl. Rutgers won that game 37-10. So this game is on ESPN Thursday, December 26th. 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. So get the popcorn ready post-Christmas. Kick the feet up. Maybe a tad hungover. I'm not here to judge you about it. Watch some bowl games. They really pick up on Thursday after Christmas, of course. And this will be, I believe, one of the better games of the game, better games of the day. Might be a little ugly, but you know what? Kick back, enjoy it. We'll be doing that. And we'll keep you posted with much more here at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Make sure you're subscribed. That way you'll get all the Big 12 bowl game previews and predictions. And we are 1-0, I will say, to start the bowl season after I picked Memphis to win and cover the spread against West Virginia in that Frisco bowl game last week. All right, guys, have a great day. We appreciate you being here. K-State taking on Rutgers in the Rate Bowl. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you soon at HeartlandCollegeSports.com.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico commercial insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.